Welcome back to the postgame show here at Cal Tire Place, now joined by assistant coach of the Vipers, Kevin Kraus. And Kevin, sort of a tough pill to swallow for your team tonight. 2-0 loss, very reminiscent of the game on Tuesday in Merritt where you guys generated some offense, just didn't get a whole lot done. Maybe walk us through the game in general. Good start to your first period, but find yourselves down by one late.
Yeah, I thought we controlled most of the play throughout the start of the game. You know, a lucky one kind of squeaks through from the point, you know, with 12 seconds left in the first. But I thought we controlled the play for the most part of the game. You know, every time we seemed to gain some momentum and get some chances, we took a penalty. And, you know, kind of bit us in the butt tonight. You know, kind of you need momentum to keep going on your side. But, you know, we had some scoring chances. We just didn't bury on them. And that's kind of the name of the game the last two games for us.
The penalty kill remains very strong, but couldn't seem to generate too much in the way of offense after that. The momentum was there on the defensive side, didn't seem to be too much there on the offensive side, but maybe walk us through the penalty kill going perfect 5-for-5.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job of keeping them to the outside. They didn't have many shots and any pucks in front of the net. We did a good job of just putting them in the corner or getting them all the way down the ice. But, you know, I thought our special teams shorthanded were good. Offensively, not so much. I don't think our power play generated really anything tonight.
Max Kaufman gets one late. Again, you can't really fault the goaltender on that. What do you see on that sort of end-to-end rush from Max Kaufman?
I mean, he's a pretty slick player. He's a small guy with some good hands, but, you know, defensively, we can't get walked like that. But, you know, it's a tough play. You got a guy barreling down on you full speed, and, you know, he puts it through your legs. And then I think he basically batted in his rebound out of midair is what it looked like from our bench. You know, nice goal by him. But, again, we got to do a better job of taking the body on that.
Third period, you guys didn't sit back. It looked like you guys were really starting to push the pace a little bit. Was it just a matter of running into a hot goaltender tonight? You've been around long enough that I'm sure you've run into a couple of guys that weren't letting anything pass him. Was tonight sort of that sort of thing?
Yeah, I thought he was good tonight, but at the same time, I think we made his job a little bit easy tonight. Early in the game, we shot a lot of high shots right at his glove, and, you know, he's a small goaltender that doesn't go down. So, you know, I think we need to do a better job of getting him down on his knees for a small guy and then get second chances and put him up top. But, you know, he played well. You got to give him credit. He got a shutout with 31 saves, so good for him. But, you know, we need to do a better job, especially in tight and scoring some of our chances because we had a few of them.
What would you like to see improve on that power play that had opportunities, moved the puck around, just didn't seem to get anything to the net?
Yeah, I think, you know, we do a little bit too much thinking on the power play instead of, you know, making a pass and know what we're going to do with it before we get it. You know, we get it, we walk it around, we don't shoot it. You know, I think one thing we're missing is, you know, an outside shot. We don't really have that on our power play right now. We try to get it in tight. So, you know, but chances, we got to shoot the puck and get traffic there, especially in our second unit. We've got, you know, Colton's in front of the net creating traffic, and we got to get more pucks there. I don't think we did a good enough job on either unit tonight.
You've got a span of 4 games in 5 days coming up starting on Tuesday. What sort of things does the team have to do better getting set for, and 3 of those against West Kelowna and then the other against the, you know, mainland division leading Chilliwack Chiefs?
Well, we have to start winning some games. You know, West Kelowna is a bigger, older team, you know, but we had success against them, I believe, the last time we played them. So kind of maybe have to build off that and kind of regroup coming into Monday's practice. And then, you know, 2 early games for our team with some going to be some loud kids in the building, so hopefully the energy's there for our group. We'll have some good breakfast before we go there, but I think we have to get 4 wins this week and we'll be happy.
Kevin, thanks for your time.
Thank you.